The great thing about letter forms is that you already know more about them than you realize. Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business, from struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer. I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Open Studio, season number 6. I'm Martina Flor, and I'm super excited to be here. And today we are kicking off a special series where I will be answering the most frequently asked questions I receive from you. And before we get started, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being there throughout the 6 seasons of this podcast. And thank you for sending me all these DMs and emails, because these insights, your questions, really help me shape the content for these episodes. And let me tell you that every show is crafted so that it will help you move forward in your path as a lettering artist or illustrator. And I do this with the hope that all of the lessons, the pitfalls, the mistakes that I have done along the way, all of these lessons that I share with you will help you move forward and shape a career as a lettering artist or illustrator. Now, these episodes that are coming up next are going to be rather different because they're going to be short and snappy. And also, I will be delivering 2 episodes per week. So up until now, I've been delivering 1 episode per week. And next, I will be delivering 2 episodes per week. And each one of the episodes will be short and snappy. So I recommend you to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss out on any of this. And these upcoming episodes will revolve mainly around lettering, but the insights can be applied to any graphic art. So if you are a lettering artist, illustrator, graphic designer, and you're trying to learn a craft, all of the insights that I'm going to share with you are going to be useful in order to do that. Hey, real quick, you know that I don't run any ads on this podcast and I don't sell anything. The only ask I could ever have is that you help me spread the word. Let's empower more lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives to make a living with their skills, create beautiful work, and build a thriving business doing what they love. The key to making this happen is if you could take just a moment to rate, review, and share this podcast. It's as simple as a 10-second review or 1 tap of the thumb. Your support will mean the world to me, and more importantly, it could change the world for someone else. Now, back to the show. Now, before we get started, I want to tell you that I have compiled all of the answers from all of the questions that we're going to touch on in this episode and in upcoming episodes. I have compiled the answers on a guide that you can download for free on martinaflor.com/guide. I'm going to add this to the show notes, but you can go ahead and visit my website, martinaflor.com/guide, to download the guide. In this guide, I answer in detail 10 of the most pressing questions that I get from aspiring lettering artists or illustrators, right? And in this guide, I also provide not only insights and details on how to achieve certain stuff, but also I provide some insights on or some stories of my own path as a lettering artist, with the hope that they will let you see that many of the things that you're experiencing as a lettering artist are things that I have experienced and any other illustrator or lettering artist that are starting their journey is experiencing right now, right? So I hope you will find this guide useful. You can go ahead and download it on martinaflora.com/guide, and it's completely for free. So you have no excuse whatsoever not to download it. Now, let's dive into today's episode, today's show. How do I start learning lettering as a complete beginner? And I get this question often because I get it. There's so much information out there. There's a wealth of information when it comes to letter forms. And starting your lettering journey can be really daunting because I feel that one of the real challenges is distinguishing the reliable resources, right? Distinguishing what are the resources that are helpful for me, right? What are the resources I can trust? And I always say that a good starting point is to start with foundational resources that are packed in books. Because yes, you can go out there, you can watch YouTube videos and tutorials. However, the things that go into a book are normally curated and edited and thought through, right? And I tend to rely more in information packaged in a book than information that you will find on a YouTube video. This doesn't go to say that every YouTube video out there has no value at all. Rather the opposite, I have gained great insights on YouTube videos and online tutorials, right? But if you are right now experiencing overwhelm around what are the resources that you can trust when it comes to learning and getting started with lettering, I would say just go ahead, narrow down your focus and go ahead and find books that you could get started with. Of course, I would recommend my book, The Golden Secrets of Lettering. But there's other books out there that are really insightful and that can get you started right away. As you get started, I want to say that the great thing about letter forms is that you already know more about them than you realize. Because letters surround us and they're present in our daily life. You will see them and you will find them on the streets, on the products you eat, and even on the texts and WhatsApp messages that you send to friends. So if I would ask you right now to draw a letter N, you could do it right away, just because you already have an understanding of its structure, right? This is because without even realizing, you have curated an extensive library of letter forms in your mind. And I'm pointing at my cup that has a letter form on it. But what I mean is the library of letter forms right inside here, right? And the best part of that library of letter forms is that you can use it. So as you get started in your lettering journey, I would recommend starting by doing two things. And they're pretty easy to implement. Number one, make lettering your focus. So when you go out in the streets, instead of checking social media, look up and pay attention to the typography and the lettering pieces that surround you, right? And if you can, take photos with your phone of things you find interesting and inspiring. And this way, you start first creating an actual library of letter forms that you can use whenever you sit down to work. And you also expand your library of letter forms right here in your brain, in your mind, right? And this is the most valuable resource that you will have as you sit down to work and as you start making your first lettering pieces. This curated library of letter forms that you find interesting are the ones that will influence later on your style, your own unique approach. So super important, make lettering your focus and go on the streets and take photos of lettering pieces. Funny enough, I do that until the date and I will show you on my phone. So you can see here on my phone that there is one gallery that is called Signs. And if you click on that gallery, you'll find hundreds of pieces of lettering pieces that I have collected throughout the years. So whenever I travel to a new city, I would take pictures of signs and lettering pieces that I find interesting. And this has tremendously influenced my style, my approach as a lettering artist, and also has helped me make progress a lot faster. You know what they say, where your focus goes, energy flows? Well, the same applies to letter forms. Make letter forms your focus. That's thing number one. Now, thing number two is start drawing regularly. You just, you know, to draw letter forms, you just grab a pencil and paper and you draw. So you can start by sketching basic letter forms and trying out different styles. And in order to do that, I will recommend you to keep it simple by drawing one or two words. One of the mistakes that I see many beginners doing is that they start very ambitious. And that's totally fine. I'm totally fine with ambitious, but they want to letter the lyrics of a song or a quote of a celebrity, right? So start simple and use one or two words. And then you can start expanding or creating variations of this word. You can add weight, or you can change the style, or you can change the stroke ending. So after you have done that, then you can move on to creating more complex compositions. Now, drawing is the only way to understand where your creativity flows naturally and where you might encounter challenges and need help, right? If you don't set yourself in motion, if you don't start drawing lettering, how are you gonna find out what are the things that you need to learn? What are the things that are coming naturally to you, right? So all this information that you gain from experience, from actually drawing, is the information that you will use to guide your journey and to guide your next steps. So once you sit down to work and you discover, hey, I have no idea about how to get started with the composition, or hey, I want to add series to this, but I'm not sure where or how to, or hey, look, I'm actually really good at doing script lettering because I'm pretty good at handwriting, and or my handwriting is pretty good, and therefore script lettering comes pretty natural to me. So these insights, all the things that you encounter by actually doing the thing, this information is super valuable in order to guide your next steps. So after you gather this information, you can then decide, hey, you know, next I would need to take a workshop on composition, or next I want to dive deeper into the foundations because I have no idea about the history of letter forms and where are they coming from and what's the logic behind them, right? So remember that action really is the one thing that will give you information in order to move forward, right? So no matter how proud you are of that lettering piece that you create, that lettering piece that you create first will give you a lot of information on how to create a better lettering piece next. And I want to give you a pro tip that wasn't necessarily clear as I started on my lettering journey, which is look for a community of like-minded people that surround you, right? People that are on the same journey, that are interested on the same things, because that's also going to help you keep your focus on letter forms, right? And it's amazing how a community can keep you motivated, can give you feedback, which is super important when you're trying to get better at something, and can help you stay on track. What I think is one of the things that I didn't have completely clear as I started my own journey. However, I happened to be inserted into a community of like-minded people by chance, and that, now looking back, that really made a difference in my journey, because I was surrounded by people who were already doing that thing that I wanted to do. So my mindset started shifting from you know, I don't know how to do this, towards, hey, you know, I can do this. If they're doing it, I can do it too, right? So surrounding yourself with people that are on the same journey is super important, and I cannot recommend it enough. And I think it's one of the things that many of us artists and graphic artists oversee, because we are so focused on creating the work and we love being in the flow and we love sitting down to, you know, in our little bubble to create the work, that we forget how powerful and impactful it could be to be surrounded by other people that are interested in the same things. Now, to wrap up this snappy episode, make lettering your focus. Go on the streets and take pictures of things that you're interested in and that you find inspiring, and keep them in a folder and build that library of letter forms in your mind. The other thing you want to start doing is to start drawing. No matter how it looks, you need to start drawing to set yourself in motion, to gain that information, to get those insights that will inform your next steps. And the pro tip that I gave you today is to find a community of like-minded artists that will help you and support you throughout the journey. Now I hope that you have found these insights interesting and useful, and that you can use them on your own path as you get started with lettering. I want to remind you that if you cannot wait for the next 9 episodes and you want to download the guide that answers all the 10 questions, you can go ahead and do it on martinaflor.com/guide, and you can download the guide with the answers and the stories and everything in it for free. And if you love it, share it with other people. So thank you so much for being on today's show. Remember that on the next episode, I'm going to answer what are the tools that you need to get started. What are the essential tools that you need to get started? So wait for it, and I will see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.